From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Our morning edition host and resident movie critic, George Prentice, is back from the Toronto International Film Festival. So now he's looking ahead to the fall offerings in both TV and movies. And so we decided it was time to check back in with him to see what he's recommending we watch. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma. I'm really excited about today. I'm going to tell you about a couple movies I adore.
Ooh, okay. So you saw, is it fair to say, a lot of movies in Toronto?
I did. But the good news is they exceeded my expectations. They exceeded my expectations. We've got some really great movies coming.
Okay, so what did you like that you saw?
Well, I'll tell you what I loved. My personal favorite, and I think it's a slam dunk Oscar Best Picture nominee. Lots of acting nominations. It comes from Steven Spielberg, and it is called The Fabelmans, and it is his life. And the advance word was that it was loosely based on his life. Well, Steven Spielberg came and spoke to us, spoke to the press right after the first screening, and he said, no, this is almost frame for frame. This is just that one scene and this scene, that was word for word. And so other than the fact that the character in the movie is Sammy Fabelman, well, that's little Stevie Spielberg. And it's the story of him as a young boy and how he became one of the greatest storytellers of all time. And we see him, for instance, on he's constantly on his bicycle with his friends. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, that reminds me of E.T. And, of course, they're all Boy Scouts with adventures, right? And they make home movies where they battle the Nazis. Well, that's Raiders of the Lost Ark. When he goes to high school, his friends ask him to make the school film, but he was actually afraid of the beach. Well, that was Sheriff Brody in Jaws, right? So there's all these little clues. I mean, it's a little bit like finding the rosebud in Steven Spielberg's life, but it's a wonderful film about a family, and it's a very American family. I don't think it's any big secret that Steven Spielberg is a child of divorce, and we learn about that. But there are some big surprises in this film. First of all, I'm just going to tease you with a little bit of it.
In this family, it's the scientists versus the artists. Sammy's on my team, takes after me.
What kind of movie are we going to make?
And all of a sudden, we see this young boy with a camera making home movies. And we see things that remind us of Indiana Jones, and even Jaws.
Mom got a monkey.
Why'd you get a monkey?
Because I needed a laugh.
But then there's this crazy family.
You always have to be the center of attention.
Stop shouting at her!
That has been nothing but disrespect from you.
I'm your mother!
You stop making movies, it'll break your mother's heart.
I don't know what to do anymore.
You do what your heart says you have to.
A lot of pain, a lot of love, and we see the making of one of the greatest filmmakers of our time. Well, of any time.
What was your favorite part?
It stars Paul Dano and Michelle Williams as the parents. Seth Rogen, it plays Uncle Benny. It's the best thing he's ever done. Judd Hirsch plays this crazy Uncle Boris who actually worked in the circus. It's a wonderful film. The Fabelmans will open nationwide on Thanksgiving. I can't recommend this movie enough. Now, I've got a big warning. Okay. If anyone sees this movie before you, and I'm talking to everyone, and they start telling you about the ending of this movie, run from the room. Put your hands over your ears. You know, just do la, 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 right? Do not let them tell you about the ending of this movie. Do not let them spoil this. So I was telling you, this was also a rare opportunity to submit questions to Steven Spielberg and the cast, et cetera. And so that's one of the wonderful things about going to Toronto. So I had an opportunity to ask Steven Spielberg about divorce and putting something so personal on film.
You know, I've been
very sad in my life. All of us have in our family. Divorce is something that traumatizes you. And I've, you know, I set out to tell the story of my mom and dad's divorce when I made E.T. And I had written some pages about the divorce, and then I got carried away because, you know, putting something between me and reality. So I put an alien between me and the reality of the divorce. I just wanted to tell a story that was completely, you know, honest to my recollections. And also because COVID, and I just remember as the death tolls mounted and we kept watching the reports of what was happening throughout the country and the world, I kept thinking, well, is, you know, what is this going to mean for humanity? How far is this pandemic going to actually take us? And I kept thinking, well, you know, if I'm going to tell a story that I've always wanted to tell about, you know, a coming of age in this very unique family with a very unique mother and father, because I didn't know where this was going. And I thought, this is something I got to get out of me now.
And indeed, that's what The Fablemans is. It's very personal, and yet it is so entertaining. And your heart will sing in this film, and you will find so much that is familiar. It's Steven Spielberg, the screenplay written by none less than Tony Kushner, the man who wrote Angels in America and worked with Steven Spielberg on last year's West Side Story. So it's great. It's really, really great.
So, George, I know Toronto's also known for being a preview for a future Oscar-winning film. So Do you think The Fableman is the front runner in this race?
I think it's one of the front runners. And here is my other pick for the front runner. I think this is going to really sneak up on people. There is no trailer out now. There are no clips out yet. I cannot shake this film. It is a movie called Women Talking. And it is a story of, it takes place in a Mennonite community. And all of the men in this community have been arrested and taken into town on suspicion of sexual abuse and rape. It turns out that they've been drugging the women and the children in this community for years and sexually abusing them. The women decide, and they all meet in the barn, and they're going to do one of three things. They're either going to forgive the men, they're either going to stay and fight, or they're going to leave, even though they don't know how to read, they don't know how to write. And it is, that's the movie. And the women include Jesse Buckley, Claire Foy, Rooney Mara, Frances McDormand. It blew me away. And of course, it opens up conversations about religious fanaticism, but also about choices and about what we decide to, quote unquote, forgive out of fear. And I think this is going to be the film that people will talk about. It opens in December. It's called Women Talking. And I think that's got to be a front runner. It's certainly the best ensemble performance of the year.
Wow. It sounds fascinating, George.
It's just gripping. And you want it to go, continue to go. And these women don't know how to write. They make a little petition with little drawings, with stick figures. It's heartbreaking. And yet they, you know, these are women of faith. And yet they have been wronged. They've been very wronged.
So let's turn to television now,
yes,
George. Because apparently there's a new list out of the 100 best TV shows of all time. So, okay, what can you tell us about this?
Rolling Stone has updated their list of the 100 greatest TV shows of all time, and it has to be one of the worst things ever done. If I were to tell you, let's see, so The Sopranos is number one, Fleabag is the fifth greatest show of all time. I don't think 9 out of 10 people know Fleabag. I thought it was okay. Atlanta, number 9, but I Love Lucy, number 36. Are you crazy? The Dick Van Dyke Show is down in the 50s. This is so wrong. And I guess the thing that disturbed me the most was that The Crown is like in the 80s. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like one of the great series of all time. And the reason I bring that up is because we have now gotten word that the next season of The Crown is coming our way in now a matter of weeks. And Netflix just dropped a little teaser. Let's listen.
Buckingham Palace is issuing this statement. It is with regret the Prince and Princess of Wales separate.
There's uproar in Britain after Prince Charles bared his soul to the nation. But the Princess of Wales upstaged her husband.
Speaking about her broken marriage, her life, and her future.
Allegedly for longtime female friend.
The tapes are filthy, they're disgusting.
This is becoming all-out war.
All Out War. Ladies and gentlemen, there's your King Charles. So yes, season five picks up with the split of Charles and Diana, and it drops on Netflix beginning November 9th. And I think the only person on the planet who doesn't look forward to this, his initials are King Charles. this is not going to be pretty. This is really, really not going to be good. That said, the rest of us can't wait. By the way, a new actress plays Queen Elizabeth, Imelda Staunton.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, you know, it's so interesting with this, George, because it's coming into the time where I think so many people remember.
Yeah.
You know, this.
This is fresh for a lot of
us. Scandal.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Before I let you go, you have a TV series that is making a return to the screen.
That's The Crown.
Oh, the one.
That's The Crown. I how long have we waited? And Netflix, please,
time.
You know, we keep the subscription going, right? It's
for
like,
that.
You know, when is The Crown?
Okay.
You know, so,
So I want to tell you something from one of our last conversations.
Yep.
And you recommended a TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a whirl. Only Murders in the Building. George.
Those two.
Okay. And
Martin Short, Steve Martin. Yeah, yeah. But Selena Gomez, she's fabulous.
She's great.
And she's like, what am I doing with these geezers? And it's hilarious. And yet it's sassy. It's funny. And the guest stars are really great, too.
And I think Hulu just said they're doing a season three.
They have. And Steve Martin has said this will be the last thing he's going to do. This is going to be, he's going to retire when this is done. That said, I hope it never ends.
I hope it never ends. And I have to tell you that so I'm watching it and my youngest, my 10-year-old comes in and he goes, is that Selena Gomez? I was like, yeah. And he goes, who are those other old dudes?
Exactly.
Whereas it took me a minute to remember who Selena Gomez is. So anyway, was such a great recommendation. I love whenever you say, see this movie or watch this series. And I do. And I never get the opportunity to tell you I watched. It's fun. It's engaging. Mm-hmm. They are so good. It is such a good show.
And I think it's just perfect for at this point in their careers too. I'm so happy you liked it.
I loved it. All right. As always, thank you for coming in. I'm so looking forward to these two movies that you recommended as well coming out. So Fableman on Thanksgiving.
Yes, and Women Talking at Christmas time.
Perfect. Well, you know those are Oscar when they put them out in the theaters then. Well, as always, it's so good to have our resident movie critic and Morning Edition host George Prentice with us telling us what to watch. Thanks, George.
Thanks, Gemma.